This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here still with John Carman, and we want to welcome in Chris Maddie from Koskoff, Koskoff, and Beater on the program. I didn't know. I mean, you've told me, Chris, about your relationship with John, and I always forget. I mean, you guys are like basically family.
John is one, and his wife, Linda, are one of our family's oldest friends. And so it's just such a happy coincidence that I'm on with John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good.
He's telling baby stories that are embarrassing about you, Chris. That's all I'm going to say.
They're all embarrassing.
I got some dirt for the next book club. Listen, this is major news. I woke up to it. Did you wake up to it? Were you still awake last night?
No. I was monitoring the hearing from Houston last night. I was actually in Houston yesterday, but had to fly back early yesterday morning for something here in Connecticut in the afternoon, and then joined the hearing by Zoom until it ended last night around 10:30, 10:45 Central time.
How big a blow is this, and what does it mean?
Yeah, you know, so the way I think of it is, if we're in a 10-round fight, we've taken the first 8 rounds, and we gave a round last night. I think what the judge said yesterday was that although, you know, he believed the trustee had made his best efforts, that he just thought that the trustee may have, obtained greater assets had there been a live auction. And so he just said, we're going to, have a new process designed by the trustee. And so, you know, nothing has changed in the sense that Alex Jones still owes billions of dollars to the families. We're just going to have to wait a bit longer to have all of his assets converted to cash so that they can be paid. So, you know, it's disappointing because our families here in Connecticut supported the Onion's bid. In fact, we were willing to forego a portion of our judgments to strengthen that bid, and none of the creditors objected. So I'm given to understand that this is quite unusual, but you know, we'll keep fighting. You know, I mean, the family's been at this for 6 years.
I'm sorry to interject. We're talking with Chris Maddie from Koskoff, Koskoff, and Beater about the decision handed down last night from the judge in Texas that the acquisition of InfoWars by The Onion and backed by some parents of Sandy Hook will be blocked. I guess because you had been somewhat creative with the bid, it was less cash up front, but with the parents saying they wouldn't take any of the money, then more could go to the other creditors. It had an actual value that was hired. Does this mean that the bid by The Onion is no longer viable? And if not, will there be a retrenchment and to get more cash into it? Or is it starting all over? I mean, is this potentially mean The Onion acquisition is never going to happen?
Well, no, it doesn't mean that at all. I mean, things are a bit unsettled at the moment. The way the judge kind of ended the hearing last night was he said to the trustee who's responsible for, kind of consolidating all of the assets to go back and talk to the parties and kind of rethink things. So it's possible that there may be another auction. The judge did say that he had no issue with how The Onion had structured its bid. I think one of his concerns was that because the trustee had determined not to have a live auction in the end, that might have resulted in
lower total bids than had there been a live auction. And so, you know, the judge sees this as an opportunity to, you know, potentially attract more interest in InfoWars assets, I think. And the trustee will have to, you know, design a process consistent with that. But, you know, the Onion has stated that they want to continue to participate. And so we're grateful for that. And there may be others who want to as well.
All right. So what's the next step?
Well, we're all, you know, we're all a little bit bleary-eyed this morning. So there'll be discussions about that today and over the next few days. You know, I think for us, what continues to be our North Star is holding Alex Jones as accountable as the law permits. And so that means doing what we can to ensure that InfoWars, the platform that he's used to target so many people, is no longer under his control and is sold off. We expect that is still the most likely result, and we're going to continue to push for it.
Yeah, was the other bid that he was talking about, that Alex Jones was talking about, would that in effect have been able, would they have like sort of handed it back to him?
Well, that was our concern. Yeah. You know, we do think that this other bidder, who the judge also rejected, was likely to have kind of employed Alex Jones on the InfoWars platform. There's no circumstance in which Alex Jones will continue to own InfoWars or control it. You know, they would be accepting a risk in that circumstance that, you know, if it was essentially an alter ego of what the company had been, that it would still be on the hook for all of our judgments. So, but you know, that was our concern. And that never got fully fleshed out as to what their agreement was with Jones, because the bid was rejected. But it's obviously something that we're mindful of.
Listen, Chris, we really appreciate it. I know it's been, you know, it was a long night, and, you know, you got three kids and other stuff going on, and you just traveled from Texas. So we appreciate the time, and obviously we're going to keep a close eye on the case, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Happy holidays. Take care.
You too. Chris Matty from Koskoff, Koskoff and Beater. Yeah, and we're here with John Carman still from Carman Funeral Homes. Is it weird to see, like, you know, a kid you knew when he was a baby, just like he's
all grown up?
I mean, it's not even all grown up. I mean, he's a dad of three, and he's this, right. He's a lawyer. But it must. I mean, I'm starting to see it myself with you know, my nephew I held as a baby is getting married next summer. But, like, I mean, you've seen it. Kids go through all the way through the whole life process.
But that's right. That's, you know, that's what it is. As you said, it's life. And but to see people that, you know, that really make a difference, you know, like Chris has, and actually his siblings the same, you know. I mean, they're just got wonderful values, and they do a lot for other people.
Smart guy. Listen, it is coming up on 7:29 here. We're at the Avon Old Farms Hotel. Was it 44 and 10? Is that the junction we're talking about at the base of Avon Mountain?